All right, now I'm going to try to find the aim of this article. All right, I already typed in aim here. All right, now I need to check the definitions. And this site, bob.law, does a really good job of giving you sentences to make sure you're using the right words. So here, aim and purpose, in English these are almost synonyms. So I'm assuming that this word, syfte, in Swedish, I'll be able to find the aim. So what I do with the PDF, hit Control F there, so I'll type it in. All right. So probably indicate right here that there is the aim. Now I have no idea what this even means. So I'm going to have to use another tool to kind of figure this out. I do not recommend this, but if you have never studied the language like I have before, this will pretty much give you what the aim is. So, Control C, let's copy this. Are you? Control V. Okay, so this pretty much indicates the aim. And this is typically also where you will see the aim. You'll usually see the aim here. I actually probably could have just read the abstract as well to confirm this. Alright, but I want to kind of go through the steps of how I would do it. If when I was doing Control F and aim or purpose did not come up, then I would probably have to go each beginning of the paragraphs and kind of try to find what the aim is. Alright, also usually at the end of the introduction, there will also be an aim. Sometimes it's at the end of the literature review, so you'd have to scroll down. Okay, structure and policy. More. All right, so right before methods and materials, I would probably look around here somewhere to find where the aim was. And also this would indicate research questions as well. Usually they're right before the methods and material.